This is the Courtney for Life podcast, simple, real, and relatable audio bits on lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness. Grab a plate of tacos and let's chat. Hey, strong friends, welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. If you're new here, or if you don't know a little bit about my history, before I got into the online coaching realm, I was a personal trainer, which is actually kind of the beginning point of my fitness career. So I was a personal trainer at a commercial gym in Canada for 14 months. I quit that and then started working out of my home gym for just under 2 years before I shifted everything online and then traveled abroad and obviously get to where I am now in Mexico. So as I approach this conversation and this topic at hand, I do believe I have permission or a level of understanding that I'm allowed to talk about this because I can see it firsthand. I have been in this position. I have seen colleagues in this position and I can relate. Not relate because these were some of my traits, but things that I saw firsthand because I was involved in it and I was surrounded by it. So I'm not just speaking about this from an outsider's view where I really don't know, like I do. So I just want to add that little disclaimer. So I've seen this shit in different countries. I've seen it in Canada. I've seen it in USA. And in all honesty, the worst I've seen it is here in Mexico. And it is poorly educated, if at all, trainers in the gym. And these are personal trainer red flags that I see. And in all honesty, I see it way too often, and I feel like these flags are more and more prevalent. I don't know if it's because of my time in this industry. I don't know if it's because of how easy it is for someone to be a trainer these days or to be a gym coach, or if it honestly just has to do with like living in another country and this is kind of what is acceptable. I really don't know, but it's bothered me to the point where I'm here and I'm talking about it. And if you've seen or listened to my podcast lately and you've seen kind of some of my posts that I've been talking about on Instagram, I feel like I have a level of responsibility to talk about things like this because I do have a very respected social media platform. And I think if I have the opportunity to speak up about some of these things that are wrong in the industry or some of my social responsibilities, I'm going to do that. So this is why I'm here today. And these are personal trainer red flags. And in all honesty, I feel bad for clients because they don't know what to look for. They trust someone to change their body, to get them to their goals, whether it's because their trainer persuaded them like a salesperson, which is a very, very common tactic, especially in commercial gyms, or whether the trainer is good looking, whether it's a female client looking at a male client or vice versa, or if they are the same gender, then they're like body goals for that person, right? And like I said, anybody can be a trainer these days. And in Mexico, I really noticed that they don't even need qualifications to train people safely. There could just be someone at a gym and he's like, yep, I know how to work out. I'm going to train clients. He pays the gym to use their equipment and literally they can be a trainer. As I talk about this, I am not targeting one person specifically. If I did have a specific problem with someone, I think you would know me that I would go up and talk to them about it, or I would not make a statement in like an embarrassing way, but maybe mention something to the clients or talk about it to someone, because in all honesty, it's dangerous. And it's not just things that piss me off. It's not things that just embarrass me because I'm in the same industry as them. It's the fact that this is dangerous for clients. And a lot of people don't understand that. So if you have a personal trainer, I want you to do a good job for yourself. And I'm giving you these 6 red flags that you can look out for. And honestly, even if your client or your trainer has one of these red flags, like you got to go, or you got to talk to them about it, or honestly, send me a message and I can help you try to navigate your way through it. So flag number 1, ignoring warm-ups. And this is either not the trainer not doing a warm-up with the client, not guiding them at the beginning of their session, or not encouraging the client to do it on their own time before the actual session starts. It is the trainer's responsibility to educate the client and prepare them for success. I feel like that just needs to be said. It's like when you go to the dentist, you brush and floss before you go. You just do it. You don't come to the dentist with a dirty mouth, because that doesn't make the appointment as effective and efficient as it should be. Flag number two is lacking building and establishing foundational movement patterns before adding weight. I see clients in gyms doing backfoot elevated split squats before they can even do a bodyweight squat with like a full and proper range of motion and feeling confident about that. There needs to be, and I'm not saying every person, every client with a personal trainer needs to start at ground zero, but likely you need to do an assessment with the client and work on foundational movements, because this is when the basics absolutely work. You don't need to start getting crazy and getting them doing unilateral movements if they can't even balance or have their own sense of body awareness. I think this is just a basic thing that you usually learn when you take a personal training course. Again, this is why I feel like a lot of trainers these days, at least here in Mexico, they don't need qualifications to train people safely. And please note that I'm not saying that this is a blanket statement all across Mexico. I only know two cities, and this is just what I see in the gyms. But lacking and building foundational movement patterns, this is when machines can be great, because that helps drive basic the fundamental movement patterns, like a squat, do a machine leg press. No, it's not the exact same thing, but at least it gives the client a sense of control and movement and know how much to bend their knees and to keep their heels down, like things like that. Doing a seated cable row or a machine row where the movement is controlled and they can slow down and just have a little bit more awareness before moving on to the free weight stuff. Flag number three is just honestly ignoring responsibilities. To, as a personal trainer, to change and manipulate someone's body is a very big responsibility. You only have one body as a client. And honestly, some personal trainers just lack the awareness that injuries are common, and they will just push clients without even thinking how dangerous a movement could be, but also for the people that are around that client doing said dangerous movement. I have seen, and I am not exaggerating, and I will totally call this person out, is at the old city that I used to live in, the old gym I used to go to, there was a personal trainer that had, honest to goodness, she had to be a beginner client. She was kneeling on a stability ball doing dumbbell lateral raises. Like, what in the actual fuck? That is not just dangerous for the client, but for anybody around her. Because if she falls, if she throws the dumbbells or something, like somebody can get hurt. And that is such ignorance. In all honesty, man, I'm getting like heated up talking about all of this. Flag number four is trying to destroy you after a session. I would strongly say that nearly 90% of commercial gym personal training clients want to generally improve their look and lifestyle. They're not there for like a rigid goal, like doing a competition or doing a some kind of like specific performance that they have to do, whether it is a physique competition or powerlifting competition, whatever it is. They just want to go feel better about their bodies, probably lose weight, develop some muscle shape, tone, definition, and just friggin' feel good about themselves. They don't need a friggin' ass kicking, whether it's once, twice, or five times a week. And I say this to every single one of my training clients, because this is in like their starting guidelines files when it comes to programming. The goal is to build you up, not break you down. And the unfortunately uneducated clients, they associate, because that's what their trainer gives them, they associate feeling sore, feeling crippled, or like friggin' crawling out of the gym as a sign of success. And that couldn't be further from the truth. So if you see that, that's a red flag. Flag number five, and this is probably the most annoying one that I see, or the worst one, are the personal trainers on their phones. Like, full body, fuck no. Under no circumstance should a trainer be on their phone. Not using it as a timer, not using it as a counter, and not using it for their programming. Because like I said, I used to be a trainer. I had Like there were other trainers at my gym that used their phone and they used an iPad. I did not have either of that. I had a handwritten like spreadsheet and that had my client's programming on it. And the clients always got a copy of it at the end. I used a stop, like an actual stopwatch that like hung around my neck, like a little nerd with my little lanyard, had my little clicky pencil. But anyway, there is absolutely no reason why a personal trainer should be on their phone. And when I see personal trainers like recording their clients and doing all these videos of them, and that's like their whole friggin' Instagram stories, like, oh, piss it. Honestly, that is a big trigger. It just, it bothers me when they are more focused on their phones than they are on their actual client. And this goes back to flag number three about ignoring responsibilities, because a client could be doing something really, really dangerous and the trainer is not really paying attention. Which leads me into the last flag, is talking to other people or just simply being distracted with their clients. In my personal opinion, and this is just me, I prefer a one-on-one approach over group training, even if it's partner training, because I feel if I have 100% intentions, focus, clarity to give to someone for an hour or however long the workout session is, I want to give 100% to that one person. I don't want to do 50-50 because there's a chance that the other client could be doing something wrong and I can't tend to them. I can't help them. Again, this is just me. One, I know that like I have coaches that work with me on my team. Some of them prefer group training and that's totally cool. It's different. And this is, again, this is me. This is my podcast, my messages. I'm allowed to say what I want. I really don't like personal trainers being distracted. Like, go ahead, say things to people. You can say hi to them, give them a hug, whatever it is. But like when you're having a full-on conversation with someone, I'm just, I don't know. If you do it, you grind my gears. And then I have one like flip flag. I don't even know what to call it, like a green flag, which isn't even a green flag, but just an opposite of a red personal trainer flag. If you are a client, I would really like to express that personal trainers are not your servants. Put your own weights away. That's just something I see way too often, is a client will like do a movement and then just like drop their dumbbells and just leave it and just expect, I don't know, like some magical fairy to come and like clean up their weights. And if the personal trainer, again, is distracted, not paying attention, they're not going to clean up after you. And then guess what? We have a messy gym and then Courtney's triggered and we don't want that. So anyway, this is a little bit of a rant. Just some of like the bullshit that I see in the industry. And if you are a training client and you see any of these flags, I think you have permission to, or a free right to talk to your trainer about it and ask, why are you on your phone? Or if you don't like that they're on their phone, say something to them. Say that you don't like that they're being distracted. Ask about how you can maximize warm-up sets or warming up if your trainer isn't doing it with you. Anyway, I'm gonna leave you with that. You can take that how you want it as one of Courtney's random rants, or you can take that as beneficial information. But regardless, thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Thanks for being here. There are so many ways you can show me your support, like subscribing, take a screenshot and share this on Instagram, or send me a taco donation.